did hit the camp. So we did lose. Mike is not feeling well, and so you can pray for him. Aurora went down with the fever. Kira was not feeling well, and she's at home with Daria. Daria's not feeling well now. Emma went home early. Ember went home. Yeah, Mike, I said Mike is out. So yeah, like I said, this was meant to be a panel of all of them. But actually, this might help filter through some of the stories of different things that happened too. And I'll talk about the rest of that later. But for you guys to pray for them, because they're not feeling well. These guys have some stories that they want to share as well. And I think I prepped them with a few questions, so I'm going to let them answer them. Maybe we'll just do like a few per question, okay? And I'll cut you off if you're going too long. But the first question I had asked you guys up at camp is, what is something that you learned this week that you want to share with us? Who wants to go first? Who's the brave souls? All right. Oh, this is Brooklyn, by the way.
I'm Brooklyn, and I learned at camp that he challenged us to grow and make our faith stronger.
I'm Mackenzie, and at camp I learned that no matter how much sin you have in your life, he will always forgive you.
I'm Taryn, and I learned this week that there's a bunch of things that can get in your way, like different idols, and you always want to stay strong and believe that God is the top priority and your first idol.
I learned that God has a lot of mercy. Ezra.
I learned that you just have to come down and you have to, like, come to your home at some point in life to teach everyone else how to do it. Mm. My name's Todd.
Thank you, Todd. You guys get to see the personalities of all the kids in here too, right? Yeah. Junior high girls. Junior high boys. A few words. Good. Okay. So good. So it sounds like you guys did get some biblical truth. You learned a lot of things about God coming back down the mountain, how some of those things are going to play out in your life. Actually, before we get into the deeper stuff, maybe can you share with me or share with us what was your favorite thing about camp? Favorite activity or fun thing that you did?
My favorite thing there would probably be the blob. The palm was freezing cold. Ice cold, don't recommend it.
And your favorite thing? Don't belly flop.
Okay, let her go.
And the night game. The night game was really fun.
Nice.
My favorite thing was the raspberry lemonade at the cafe.
Okay. My favorite thing was the high ropes course. And I also liked it because the gigantic swing was included.
Hello, I'm Jude. Best part of camp was the guy named Lunchador. Yeah. And we would do the Lunchador dance.
I think we should see the Lunchador.
My favorite is root beer.
What was your favorite thing?
Root beer.
My name is Logan, and my favorite thing was probably learning about God there.
Okay, good.
My favorite thing was going to the snack shop every single day and getting the best milkshakes.
He's my kid. Yes, he is. How about counselors? You guys tell us a little bit about it.
I'm Eric. I counseled these two boys right here and Josh. My favorite thing was watching these three young men, well, including Josh, watching these three young men kind of have fun, but also dive deeper into the Word and God. I know all three boys live in this church, basically, but it was nice to see them out of their element and kind of be a little more who they are without their parents around.
Hello, I'm Lizzie, and I went as our camp coordinator. So I got to kind of hop around and see a little of everybody, but I think one of my favorite parts was the unfortunate circumstance of our kids getting sick. It gave me that opportunity to be there as a caregiver and be one-on-one and to comfort them and pray them through their sadness of being able to, they had to leave camp. So it was nice to be able to kind of reach that deeper level with them because it's a lot of fun around here. And to be in a spot where they're just so vulnerable, I got to kind of take on that mom role, and that was really amazing.
I went as a support staff, I'm Melissa, and I think my favorite part was seeing that all of these ladies had already started their walk with Jesus and had accepted Christ into their heart, but to see their understanding of what their commitment is and watch it deepen within them individually, it was really special to be able to witness that as it was happening.
Cool. All right, you can hold it down there for a second. The next question that I have for you guys, since we are in the Young Preachers series, and you guys have all just experienced something real fun and challenging at the top of the hill, what is something that you want us to know that you gained from this week? If you were to preach something or tell us a message of some sort, what is like the message that you would want us to know?
So when we were up there, we went through the book of Daniel, and what I would want to, like a message I would have to say would probably be that no matter where you are or no matter who you are, the sins you've done, God is always going to be with you, and he'll always, it's not too late to go back to him, or it's not too early to go for him.
Mm. Good.
If I was to preach, I would say I would have to preach about Daniel again, but I can't remember what verse it was, but it was the part where Daniel was thrown into the when he was thrown into the lion's den, and he came out untouched, and
The story, when we're up there, it is 100% biblical truth. However, they like will take something and spin it and make it look like something different. So we were actually like on a ship, and yeah, we were shipwrecked. So they may have like a little bit of like, how do I explain what this was? Like it was treasures, but yeah, so just their confusion is not because they don't understand. Their confusion is they're trying to explain to you the crazy story that they saw in a way that you guys will understand.
Let me squeeze here. But in our skits that they showed, instead of being thrown into a pit of lions, it was a pit of hot Cheetos, 7,000 of them. And I think it just shows that the power of God is untouchable and that he can do anything.
What I'd like to tell everyone is that there can be multiple idols in your life, things such as like TVs and phones, video games. Those can get in your way of spending time with God. And so I'd say that try to spend more time praying and like going through your Bible to stay more in touch with him.
If I were to preach to you guys, I would say that God is always loving, and you can always go back to him, and he's always there if you need his help.
I learned that root beer is the best flavor.
What I would like to share is that whoever you praise, if you are not praising God, you will always be struck down.
I'm going to let you keep going. So here's the thing. I asked you guys, what would you preach? You just preached it. Okay? Yay. So by rephrasing the question a little bit, you guys, and this is part of the series, this is what we want to develop in our young people, is that just telling us the simple stories of what you've learned from Daniel and what he's taught you, you're delivering a message to us as a church. This is what God is doing in your life and how he's speaking to you through the Word of God. right? So that's really what we want to hear is, what is God doing in your life, and how is he speaking to you through the Word of God? If he's telling you to lay down idols, or if he's telling you that you can overcome all things, even a pit full of hot Cheetos, it's called an analogy, by the way, right? He's using an analogy of one thing to communicate the truth of another thing, right? Or any of these testimonies that you guys are sharing with us, what God is doing in your life is to be shared with all of us. And we as a church, we can share the stories of what God is doing in our lives with each other to uplift, to encourage, to sharpen who we are in Christ together, right? So thank you guys for sharing. Maybe one more last question for you guys. What is something practical that we can do as a result of what you just preached to us, right? What is something practical that coming back down the hill, and if counselors, you want to add to this as well, if you saw stories or if you want to share something, what is a practical stepping point for us as adults? What do we need to know from you guys as youth? How can we help encourage you guys to do those things? Does that make sense? You want to start?
So I heard that, I believe it was Lizzie, she wanted to start, what was it called? A Bible study thing? And I think that would help us a lot because just getting together, reading some parts of the Bible, and talking about it would probably help us, spend a better relationship with God.
I agree with Taryn.
So every night we had a speaker come in and speak to us. His name was Corey, and he was phenomenal. But me, as the person that gets to pick the curriculum for our students, it really empowered me to take it a step further. I think sometimes my focus is to keep it fun and interesting, but the times that he stretched our kids and words that he said and topics that he brought up was just sometimes, I think for me, I don't give myself permission to do that because I relate fun with some of these more fun stories like Daniel, right? But the conversations that our kids were having, it was like I was talking to adults. So just giving them that platform and that space to be comfortable to ask those questions and to find the truth in the Bible themselves, I walk away like so encouraged by the capability of each one of these kids up here.
Cool.
The only stepping stone you really need is to be in God's Word, aka the Bible.
I like root beer.
One, I agree with that. Two, I think that we should all praise God instead of praising ourselves or a king or someone that we look up to.
Getting to spend some time with these kids and really being able to talk to them as adults, because a lot of times we talk to them as our kids. But you spend a week with a bunch of kids and you realize that they do have a lot to say and want to express, and especially these two boys right here who I've had a lot of conversations with outside of Hume and here, and it's very intelligent boys, very, very smart, and they really want to, yeah, I know, shocking, right? they really want to share, and they really have a lot of good questions to ask. We had one night where Corey talked about sin, and the boys in my cabin, because we had these two, Josh and a couple of kids from Crossroads, they didn't understand what sin was, and didn't understand where sins kind of blend together and how you can have multiple sins in one. So me and Mike had a really good conversation with these boys about sin and the different levels of sin and how to avoid those. And very good listeners. Ask a lot of questions and talk a lot, but really, really good listeners. So
awesome. Good? All right. Thank you guys. Thank you guys for sharing your hearts. Do you have more you want to share? Oh, sorry. Oh, sorry. Sorry. Do you have something like a practical takeaway, take home for us?
Something that you're bringing home from camp that you
I would encourage all of you to spend more time in the Bible, because there was this one day during our free time, me, Taryn, Mackenzie, Michaela, my cousin, and Daria and Emma, we all went to the cafe, and we did like this little Bible study, and we went through Josh, right? John. And it was really fun just to do that, and I encourage for us to do that 20-day Bible study, because it would be fun doing it.
All right. Good. You can hold on to it for now. Okay.
Raise your hand if you like root beer.
Oh. He's doing a poll. Okay. Good. All right. This is what I wanted to end with for you guys. I know I talked to Daria. She's not here today, but yesterday? Friday, there was an opportunity for a bunch of people to get baptized up there, and she came and talked to me about wanting to get rebaptized. And I had to have a conversation with her about rebaptism. And the point that we got to was that she has already been baptized. She was baptized about 2 years ago. And when she was baptized, she knew what she was doing. And so the conversation turned to the direction of, yes, I knew what I was doing, but I want to make a recommitment to Christ. I didn't feel like she needed to get baptized again, because once you're baptized, if you are a believer at Northgate and in the Brethren Church, believer's baptism counts for that expression, that public declaration of your faith in Christ. I believe that she has done that. But she's not here today with us. Maybe when she comes back, we can pray for her again. But I feel like that was the sentiment amongst some of these students. And some of you haven't been baptized yet, but want to get baptized. So just a question for you. Anybody here want to get baptized? All right, Logan, you want to get baptized. Haven't been baptized before? And then how many of you have been baptized before, but this was an enlightenment or an awakening for you where you're like, yes, I want to recommit and follow Christ harder and stronger? You don't, just because they don't raise their hand, you can raise your hand too, right? And say like, because if you do, we want to pray for you and stand behind you as a church and just say, hey, let's recommit. This experience was one that was critical for me in my life, was a moment in my life where I'm like, this is going to change things from where I go from here. Did any of you guys experience that? This was like a moving point for you? Yeah? Okay, cool. So, church, if you would, could you just stretch out a hand and pray for them with me? As we gather together as a church to say, we want to support what God is doing in their lives, and may it inspire us as well in what God is doing in our lives. Let's pray. God, I thank you for the youth of this church that were able to go up a mountain and experience you and look at the stars brighter than they see down here. The clarity of who you are on a mountain, because we're away from technology, we're away from even family, school, other friends, all the things, to say that, God, the most important thing during this week was to meet with you, to hear stories from your word, to be affected by your Holy Spirit. And I believe that you did that, God, and the work that you are doing changes us. And so, Lord, I pray for these youth students that are up here that have experienced this connection with you this week. As a church, I pray that we'd be able to come alongside them and disciple them and grow them up in your truth, God, as they develop their gifts and abilities and passions to preach your word, to share testimonies about what you are doing. God, I pray that we would be the backs on which they are able to stand on, that our ceiling would be their floor. God, that where we're going is a place where we can take them, and that they would develop a deeper and more loving and more intimate relationship with you through the church. God, we ask this in your name. Amen.